This is News Talk.
Well, a lot of the papers have one photograph on their front page, which is of the late Desi O'Malley, and that news emerging yesterday of his passing on the front of the Irish Independent. Desi O'Malley, a man of fierce courage and great integrity. And there are lots and lots of tributes, pages upon pages of tributes to Desi O'Malley in the papers this morning. The Irish Independent looks at indoor dining, and we kind of thought that maybe it had all been resolved yesterday and the rollout was happening, but the Irish Independent this morning says that the government is still scrambling to draft the new regulations to allow pubs and restaurants to resume indoor dining in time for Monday's deadline. So obviously we've 4 days to go until people can eat and drink inside again, but the cabinet has become embroiled in a number of squabbles, it would seem. First squabble being that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has been trying in recent days to reduce the age limit for unvaccinated children. So he wanted only children under the age of 12 to be allowed to dine indoors, but despite his concerns, the cabinet yesterday agreed that all children under 18 will be allowed to dine inside, and apparently also clashes with the Attorney General over the new regulations as well. So not all resolved just yet when it comes to indoor dining. The Irish Daily Mail covers the warning from the Taoiseach yesterday that Ireland could experience up to 4,000 COVID-19 cases a day in the coming weeks, and listening to Dr. Gabriel Scally in the news there, it seems like he could be right, and that they're sort of the figures that we could be experiencing through August and September. And don't forget the big panic in January when we had 8,000 cases a day. We could see 4,000 a day coming very shortly. And what the Daily Mail is saying is that the nation is in the grip of a fourth COVID wave with a surge in Delta variant cases, and normality must wait. The front of the Irish Times also looks at indoor dining, but I suppose more generally compliance. And it's very, very interesting, because what happened yesterday was that ministers were warned that because all the rules are getting so complex around COVID-19, that they risk damaging compliance among the population. So the Irish Times says that a lot of people are annoyed about the digital COVID cert and the guideline for indoor dining. And now the cabinet has been told about new research which shows the degree to which people find restrictions coherent and easy to understand is decreasing. So more and more Irish people, it would seem, according to the ESRI, are finding it difficult to understand where we are with COVID and what the rules are. And the ministers were apparently told at the cabinet table that if people find the regulations hard to understand, they're more likely to mix with each other, have social visits and close contacts, and be generally less cautious about COVID-19 in their day-to-day behaviour. So that's a big, big warning for ministers. And I suppose then, you know, people get one dose of a vaccine and they sort of think they're okay and they're good to go and they don't really know, and maybe others go, Asher, look, half the country's you know, fully vaccinated at this stage, sure, we're grand. And then you hear the warning about the 4,000 cases a day. The Taoiseach is very keen about compliance, and that will be a concern to him. The Irish Examiner this morning looks on its front page about the insurance industry, and it's coming under pressure to outline how and when customers are going to benefit from this big plan from the central bank to outlaw premium rises for existing customers. And I suppose anyone who's been with an insurance company for quite a while, this will come as no surprise to them that really you're being penalised. And if you're with a company for, what, 9 years or more, you can expect to pay 32% more on your home insurance than a brand new customer, and 14% more in the case of motor insurance premiums. We don't really have loyalty in this country when it comes to insurance. But anyway, the central bank is going to propose that they will ban the practice, which is known as price walking, from July 2022. But now the call in the Irish Examiner is from consumer advocates that the insurance industry should actually give customers who are loyal compensation. They should be given a goodwill payment. Let's see what happens with this one. But they should be rewarded for their loyalty and be told, you know, sorry that we pretty much overcharged you compared to new customers and give you some form of compensation. That's the call from the Consumers Association of Ireland. We'll see how that one goes down with the insurance industry. Obviously, the weather is in the papers too. The Irish Times covering the fact that yesterday was the hottest day of the year so far. I think last night felt like the hottest night of the year as well. In fairness, tonight looks like it'll be just as sticky, and forecasters are expecting the high temperatures to continue throughout today and tomorrow. But the big warning in the Irish Times is about skin cancer, and the number of skin cancer cases is to treble over the next 20 years, with the incidence of melanoma increasing in men at a much greater rate than in women, the Irish Cancer Society has warned. And I have to say, there are builders in our estate who are very busy doing roofs at the moment, and it's a very, very tough gig when you're out in that blistering heat all day long. And predominantly, they are men working on that site. And, you know, you would have concerns about men, particularly if their working day involves being out in the sun all day. Also, the Irish Times uses T.D. Padder Tobin as a case study. As you may remember, he was diagnosed with skin cancer, and his brother found his skin cancer when he bent down to tie his shoelaces at a family picnic. So there's interesting coverage there of skin cancer in the Irish Times. Couple of other stories for you. The Irish Examiner says that secondary school students are going to be taught about the Magdalene laundries, industrial schools and mother and baby homes. This is a new pilot programme by NUI Galway. They've drawn up some secondary school teaching materials, and it's going to be rolled out in schools. And I think a lot of people will welcome that, because if you don't know your history, you don't know where you're going to go, really. And new research also showing that 53% of people who are adopted feel that they are treated differently if they disclose the fact that they are adopted. If you're a fan of Fair City and you're wondering, is there going to be kissing again? Well, the Star tells us this morning that Fair City actors won't be locking lips anytime soon, even though restrictions are starting to relax. The top producer of Fair City, Bridgie De Courcy, has said their no snogging policy remains in place, and the cast will still keep a social distance. But that's because, the reason why it's in the papers is because that there's already been a kiss on Coronation Street. So if you're wondering, is it going to happen? Not in Carrigstown anytime soon, it would seem. And finally, back to the weather. Lovely story in the Herald this morning of how they're keeping the animals nice and cool at Dublin Zoo, and they're using sand baths and frozen fruit and veg to manage to keep the animals cool as the country basks in a sweltering heat wave. So what they've had to do is find new ways of helping the animals to cope with the heat. Some animals obviously now are quite used to the heat and are quite happy. I see though that they're freezing fruit, vegetables and other food into ice cubes, and they're giving these to the animals, and the ice blocks are given to the large cats and the primates there. So it's a lovely report in the Herald if you want to read that this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.